All right, everybody, welcome back to the Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan, where we talk about things where we go, oh no, to okay when it comes to your home and home maintenance. We have a viewer-submitted cringe moment from our website, and our cringe moment comes from Lori Chancellor of Monument, Colorado, and she tried to install new cabinets and countertops in her kitchen condo, and when they were doing the counter install, it turns out that you needed HOA approval from and have a licensed plumber on board, so they had to stop the install and have the kitchen in flux for another month until they could get the proper people on board. So lesson to learn: if you have a condo, always check with your HOA, even though it's inside work that doesn't affect the outside. You never know. But on today's show, we have special guest Daniel Felt from Cura Homes. Hi, Daniel. How are you doing today?
Katie, doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell us a little bit about Cura Homes.
Yeah, I started Cura Home out of my garage in 2016. We visit over 850 homes, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing if you were the perfect homeowner, but realistically, no one does, from providing and changing your filters, cleaning your dryer vent, refrigerator coils, even simplistic things like changing your smoke alarm batteries.
I know I personally have issues with remembering to do all of that maintenance as well. So we're going to play a little game to get our listeners more familiar with you and Cura Homes, and we call it Fast Pitch, where I ask you some questions for a minute and see what you have to say. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. How long have you been doing Cura Home type home services?
Yeah, we've been in business for 7 years.
What's your favorite fall activity?
I'm an avid outdoorsman, so anything in the woods in the fall or anything with the family outdoors is very enjoyable.
What's your least favorite appliance to maintain?
The washing machine is a very gross thing in homes. If you think of it, everyone's putting their dirty, nasty stuff in there to be clean, so that is a very, very nasty one.
Yeah. Do you have any interesting animal or insect encounters?
Yes, I think we have found every animal that could fit in an air duct. I believe we have found it, usually dead or in the skeleton form. And so, yeah, we found a few live squirrels in dryer vents.
What?
So that's been interesting as well. So, yeah, we're not a pest control company, but at times you would think we were.
I can only imagine how much noise some of those squirrels can make in your dryer, in your vent system.
Yeah, noise and damage. They wreak havoc very quickly.
Oof. Well, I'm glad it's you and not me finding those mummified bodies. So since this is the Home Cringe Show and we're talking about what we find in air ducts, what do you think is the worst home cringe moment that you've seen in your time with Cura Homes?
You know, it happens, unfortunately, very frequently, but I have to say one of the grossest things that we ever see is when we're cleaning drains. And ladies, I'm sorry if I offend you, but at times we find like 2 to 3 foot long creatures coming out of drains. And I swear it's a living organism. And if you gag easily, it's really bad. So that just keeps coming out of there. But afterwards, the homeowner is very thankful that all their drains are free flowing.
I don't know if you can tell, I have long hair, and I am definitely a culprit of that living organism in my shower.
Yeah, that's a nasty one. It smells gross, looks gross. It's all around. There's no way of getting around that cringe moment.
All right, so Cura Homes, you guys have a website we can go to check out some of your services.
Yeah, curahome.com. It's curahome.com.
Perfect. And so tell us a little bit about your standard plan that you guys offer.
Yeah, when we sign up a new client, they give us a call, we come out, we give a free consultation, and we walk through your kitchen, your laundry room, and your utility room. And we show you, of the 34 services that we offer, which ones would we recommend doing in your home if we lived there. And from there, you can pick and choose the items. They're a la carte. We try to keep it very affordable. Our average client is right in that $300 to $400 range per quarter, and that includes all your materials. And we're just doing everything that, you know, I think of it like if your father-in-law came over unexpectedly and he had nothing to do for the weekend, what would he do? Like, we're cleaning the dryer vent, cleaning the AC unit, cleaning refrigerator coils, providing and changing all your filters. Houses are becoming more and more complex, Katie, as you're aware of. And so, like, the washing machine, for example, now has a filter. Your dishwasher now has filters. And a lot of people just are not aware of how many items need to be maintained until it's too late and you have a costly repair bill.
So you said that my washing machine has a filter. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, most likely it does. Some older models don't. But if you're looking at your washing machine on the, usually it's the lower left-hand corner, there's a little door about the size of a postcard. And if that opens up, there's a filter that needs to be cleaned in there. And at that time, we've even found socks. Like, people wonder, where does the sock go? That we've found it in that filter. A lot of coins, a lot of dirty things in there too. But yeah, that's a tricky one to get that clean to make sure you don't leak any water in your home. But that's, yeah, a lot of newer models, especially dishwashers as well. If you walk through like a big box store and open up all the dishwashers, almost every single one has a filter in today's current models.
Wow. So you're saying that when I need to buy a gumball, I can look for cash in my couch and my washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We find coins there pretty much everywhere. Inside the dryer, we find. Unfortunately, we've only found a stack of cash like once in air ducts. But we find like a lot of coins. But I found personally like a $5 bill one time. And you give it to the customer, it's like a 30-year-old $5 bill. But it's still good. Cash is king.
Oh, my gosh. So what would you say is your number one home maintenance tip for our customers or our listeners today?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just get set up on a plan. You know, like don't wait for things to break down. I think in today's culture, we're all very reactive. And so just doing the very simple things, change your filters. There's so many things that need to be done. Put your house on a schedule. Some people argue like for the furnace, should it be changed monthly, should it be done quarterly. Just change it. Get on a schedule and change it. It's going to save you not only the efficiency, like your utility bills, but the life of your furnace and things like that. It's got to be done. Even if you're in like a simplistic condo or townhome, or if you have a huge estate on the lakes, whatever it is, it needs routine maintenance. Just get set up on a plan.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm thinking in my mind of all of those little filters I have to change. And but you're so busy these days. Like, you have children who have practices and recitals, and you want to go up to the cabin in the summertime. And, you know, I don't want to worry about my refrigerator coil. I want to just enjoy my life. And so you have these affordable plans that not only long-term homeowners can use, but even first-time homeowners who are still learning about their house.
Yes, most definitely. A lot of our clients are very busy homeowners. They're, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, or maybe you're retiring, you want to age in place. It's for all age ranges of people. And a lot of people are just busy. And they just, as homes become more complex, they don't even realize how, they don't know what they don't know about the house. And that's where we come in. And that's why we service over 850 homes in the Minneapolis metropolitan area.
Oh, that's great. So just out of curiosity, how often do you change out smoke detector batteries?
Yeah, we do it on an annual basis. Now they do have 10-year smoke alarms that they work great as well. So I think there's two key things to know about smoke alarms. You should be changing the battery on an annual basis, but smoke alarms only have a 10-year life. So on the back of it, there's a manufacture date. And you just want to make sure that you're changing that when the smoke alarm's 10 years old.
Interesting. Is that the same with like carbon monoxide detectors?
Usually, yeah, it kind of depends, you know, because those are a lot of times you plug them in, they're lower levels, you know, lower in your home rather than up. So yeah, you check the manufacturer date. If there's a manufacturer date, you for sure want to be replacing that within 10 years.
Okay. And I know when I bought my house, the carbon monoxide detector was something you plug in an outlet. But now they have combination carbon monoxide?
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that because carbon, you know, smoke rises, right? And carbon monoxide, you know, lowers. And so I don't, like, you can't really win. You got to have them separate places. So, yeah, in my opinion, a lot of the ones that you plug in, they still have a battery on the back that needs to be changing. Like, and I think they have that in case the power goes out, but you still want to be changing that battery.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And as you're saying, so it's okay to buy a combination one, but it is really good to keep a carbon monoxide detector lower to the ground. And you're saying, should it be on all levels of my house or just on the lower levels?
Yep. Smoke alarm batteries. For smoke alarms, you want them in each bedroom and each common area for each level. And carbon monoxide, I mean, you can overdo it, but I would say at the bare bones, you want it in the common areas or around things that are could cause carbon monoxide issues. You know, anything that's, you know, gas powered, things like that. So, you know, just to be safe, I'd for sure have one like on each floor at the bare minimum.
Perfect. So we're talking with Daniel Felt with Kira Homes, kirahomes.com. And just as we're wrapping up our segment with you, we do like to ask all of our home service pros who come on our show if they're willing to help first-time and first-generation homeowners, because we do believe homeownership should be a reality for everybody. And but sometimes we don't know what we don't know about houses. Does Kira have any programs like that?
Yeah, most definitely. If you give us a call, actually, if you're a listener of this show, we're giving you $50 off, and plus we'll do a free consultation for any of your listeners, Katie. We'll come in, we'll show you everything that should be maintained, and we'll give you actually that really nice report so that you know what to do and when to do it. And if you want to do it yourself, that's a really nice plan set in place for you. We have locations in Florida, Illinois, Minnesota, Colorado, and Seattle, Washington. So if you're in any of those areas, give us a call. We'd be happy to help you out.
And if I have a second home in one of those locations, you're able to service both of them.
Even better.
I love that. And if we wanted to give you a call, how do we reach you?
Yeah, you should just call it 612-503-4050.
Perfect. So we were talking with Daniel Felt with Kira Homes, kirahomes.com, K-U-R-A, homes.com. Thanks for being on our show, Daniel, and I'm looking forward to having you come over to my house and give it a look.
Sounds great. Thanks, Katie.
When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails, making it all too easy to lose track. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at Home Apt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. Home Apt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. Home Apt Realty, that's HOMAPT.com, or call 612-655-2255. 2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs. From simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Kira Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at curahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W. Welcome back to the Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan, and today we just got done talking with Daniel at Kudra Homes and all of the wonderful home service maintenance that they do for you, and you don't even have to think about it. So next we have our guest, Andrew, who is a homeowner, and we're going to talk about some tips and tricks to fall and winter. Now that that is upon us and it's starting to get a little bit chilly and leaves are starting to fall. And this is some of the information that we're getting is from Community Action. They're a partnership with Hennepin County, and they also have an energy assistance program. So with inflation and different things going on, increase in energy costs, if anyone needs assistance with energy, you can call 952-930-3541, and they are a part of Hennepin County, and they can give you the resources you need to apply for some energy assistance programs, depending on what part of the state you live in. So these are some tips that Andrew and I are going to talk through, and of course we're going to talk about our cringeworthy home ownership moments. And hopefully be a little bit entertaining for you. Hey, Andrew, how is your day going so far?
Can't complain.
That's always good to know. Usually we do a fast pitch, but I'm pretty sure you're just a homeowner and people don't really need to get to know you super well.
That sums me up.
So we are just going to move right on to some meat of our show, which is Andrew. Tell us one of your home cringe moments.
I would say the first one that came to my mind was we were living in the at this house, and it had did not have a lot of closet space, and so it did have a storage room in the backyard, so a storage shed, and we put a lot of stuff in there, and went in there one day, and things were shredded, and there was obviously a mouse infestation that had gotten in there, and the mice they seemed pretty ruthless. They tended to target every single thing that had sentimental value to my wife and left the rest of our junk completely alone. And while moving some of that stuff around and cleaning out the shed, made the unfortunate mistake of moving some of the things that I thought were empty into the house, and the dog started barking at some of the boxes, and then some mice ran out of the boxes into the house. So I spread that infestation from the shed into the house. Very unfortunate.
I know I would probably be more upset with you about the mice getting in the house than of my sentimental stuff getting chewed.
My wife was equally upset about both of them.
So how did you resolve that?
So for the shed, I just took everything out, scrubbed it, found two like nests that they had made, had to just throw a whole bunch of stuff away, put it all back, did set a couple of mouse traps, but fortunately, or unfortunately, I guess, all the mice were no longer in the shed. They were now in the house. And then my dog had actually cornered a couple of mice, and I was able to, I was in the military at the time, so I had these really thick chem gloves. And so I put those on. I was able to grab them with my hand and toss them outside. And just in case, we set a couple of traps in the house. But fortunately, there weren't any more mice in the house either. But those two little mice did a fair amount of damage in the process.
I am just impressed and cringing on the inside that you touched mice.
Yeah. But when your back's against the wall or the mouse's back is, you got to do what you got to do.
Yes. I had a also had a rodent infestation at my house, and it was because my dog food was not in a container, and so they were chewing through the dog food bag from the store and spreading all the dog food all over the utility room. So I had to get a giant container for my dog food, and learned, of course, never leave any type of food, whether it's human or animal food, in an unsealed container, because that's like number one attraction. And your lesson is, don't leave any of your spouse's sentimental items in an unsealed container, because those are victims as well.
We no longer store anything in a cardboard box. We store everything in a plastic bin that is has a clicking top, so it's well sealed, and but it's done well for us so far.
Perfect.
Knock on wood.
Well, it is wintertime, and hopefully we'll have a pest control specialist on our show coming up here that can give us some good tips as mice and other rodents are looking for a place to shelter this fall and winter. I had a friend who bought a house in St. Paul, and he had a rat infestation, and I guess it came up through the toilet or something. Ugh. So that we do get them in Minnesota as well as in other states. So as Andrew mentioned, cardboard is probably not the best solution, and maybe closing the toilet lid isn't just a courtesy to your spouse. It can keep rodents and snakes and whatever out of your house, maybe.
Not out of your toilet, though. You're in for a rude awakening when you lift that toilet seat up.
I know, right? It's a gamble. Yeah. Perfect. So thanks for sharing your home cringe moment, and the fact that you are nice enough to pick up the mice and move them outside with your hands. As we talk about winterization here, my first thing is everything that's outside and everything to do with water. If you talk to, I think, one out of every three Minnesotans have a story to tell you about frozen pipes. So winter, pipes, water, let's see what we can take care of. Previously, we had Nick with Monkey Wrench Plumbing on our podcast and radio show, so feel free to check out his episode. And he mentioned shutting off outdoor faucets, so the little spigots that you can connect your hose up to. Definitely remove the hose from the spigot as it gets colder. And then in your basement, there should be, in your utility room, in the ceiling, there should be shutoff valves that you can move to closed. So go ahead and make sure you do that if you're done watering your garden or your yard, which you should be because it's starting to get pretty cold. I don't know how much longer your plants are going to survive. So go ahead and go downstairs, move the shutoff valve to off and not on, and then open up your outdoor spigots and let the water drain out. And similarly, we also have to winterize our sprinkler systems if you have a lawn sprinkler system. Andrew, do you have any tips on winterizing your sprinkler system?
So I have been told that everybody's house's set up can be set up uniquely, but I did have somebody winterizing our system 1 year, and they said, with the system that you have, all you have to do is turn the water off in the basement, like you were talking about, and then let your don't turn your sprinklers off, though. Let your sprinklers run for a week, let them blow out the water, and then you can turn your sprinkler system off at that point. That works well for people that don't have an air compressor, but if you're fortunate enough to have an air compressor, you can also hook up your air compressor to blow out those pipes. But you definitely want to make sure you get the water out of the pipes, not just turning off the source.
Definitely. And as Andrew mentioned, he talked to somebody who knew his system before doing that. So might want to consider that in the future. Next one, leaf removal. This, we're going to kind of go fast now, Andrew. So do you mow your leaves or do you rake them?
Found if you rake them, it takes a whole lot more bags than if you mow them. One thing I have, another cringy moment, is if you mow your lawn to get all those leaves out and you have yet to pick up your dog waste, don't store your leaf bags in your garage. It's going to make your garage a little on the stinky side. So store those outside. Otherwise, you'll be in for another rude awakening when you go to get in your car next.
Noted. So cleaning up dog waste before the first snowfall is a good idea. And I agree with mowing. It seems to chop them up a little bit more, and I have less bags that I have to use. We have a few more tips and tricks here, but our episode is coming to a close. So you can find out some more of these tips from the Community Action Center in at the Home Cringe website. We have homecringe.com, as well as we're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So follow us and learn some more. We have some cooking tips about how to save energy and some safety tips about some of your appliances. And basically, Andrew and I come from a frugal background. So our goal is to save where we can. So go ahead and check out our socials. And Andrew, thanks for being on our show this week.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Everyone take care. We'll see you next week on the Home Cringe Show.